You're listening to SBS News.
Security forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo used bullets and tear gas to scatter protesters, burning tents and equipment at a clinic where possible Ebola cases are assessed. The incident happened in the city of Beni, one of three areas where voting in the presidential election has been further postponed. The Electoral Commission is citing an Ebola outbreak as one of the reasons behind the latest postponement. Some are accusing authorities of seeking to rig the election in the area, which is a stronghold for opposition to the outgoing president, Joseph Kabila. That led some, such as this protester, to believe the Ebola outbreak is simply an excuse to disrupt the vote.
Why is the government not concerned about the situation? We were told that Ebola is here. We accepted this, but today they told us we could not vote because of Ebola, even though they said themselves that the sickness was decreasing. A few friends said that there is no more Ebola in the region, but why stop us from voting? They need to tell us what the issue is because we have suffered too much.
An Ebola epidemic was declared in Beni in August and has already claimed over 350 lives. There's concerns the disease could spread to other towns in the country's east and into neighbouring Uganda. This protester says the demonstrations will continue as long as they need to.
They need to get us another president who will govern this country. And if that doesn't happen, we shall create chaos starting from today until a solution is found. If it calls for us to die, then so be it.
The election to find a successor to President Kabila was meant to have happened in 2016. He'd served the two-term limit mandated by the Constitution, but stayed on, invoking a caretaker clause in the Constitution, enabling him to remain in office until a successor is elected. Most of the country is scheduled to vote for that successor on December 30th, in the expectation the new president will be sworn in on January the 18th. But with the vote again delayed in Beni and also in the towns of Botembo and Yumbi, the votes of more than a million people will not take place in time. Opposition leader Martin Fayulu says Mr. Kabila is trying to cling to power and has accused Electoral Commission President Corne Nanga of helping him do it.
Mr. Nanga is pushed by Mr. Kabila to organize a chaos. What we are seeing today is they don't want a credible and transparent election. It's totally illegal.
Representatives from eight African nations decided on December the 26th to send a delegation to meet Mr. Kabila to raise their concerns. Mr. Kabila denies he's done anything wrong and insists the Electoral Commission has not breached the law.
Don't worry, the law has catered for such issues. So the Electoral Commission has, as far as I'm concerned, been doing everything according to the book. And I don't think that there will be any major issues in as far as the 1 point something million voters that you're talking about.
The Democratic Republic of Congo has not had a peaceful transfer of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. The latest unrest comes as the government orders the European Union to recall its envoy to the country. The move's in retaliation for EU sanctions against 14 government officials, including President Kabila's former interior minister. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.